Hey, Sleepers, do you think you could beat us in fantasy football? What about Matt Harmon from NFL? Marcus Grant, Pony Cake Sports Podcast. You think you beat the Roto experts? You think you can beat the fantasy football fellas? Well, now is your chance. Sleeper Wire is once again holding its Sleeper Wire Pro-Am League. This is a fantasy football league made up of industry professionals plus you, the listeners and fans. We've got two leagues this year. We had so many people interested. We've got two separate leagues, which means more chances for you to play with teams that are run by Fantasy Life, Sleeper Bot, Football Fellas, Clock Dodgers Podcast, 515 Fantasy Football, the Dynasty Nerds, Eat Sleep Fantasy, and the Fantasy Happy Hour. If you think you have what it takes to beat these teams, please join us. It's so easy. All you got to do is make a small donation to our cause. You know, Sleeper Wire's cause is to raise money to help our friend Rob. He's got chronic Lyme disease and he needs treatments. So if you go to sleeperwire.com, go to the Pro-Am page /Pro-Am, you'll find all the information you need to do there. You just make a $10 donation, you get one entry. Make a $30 donation, that's three chances. We're going to have a raffle to decide who gets into these leagues. So the more you donate, the more chances you have. So it's a great way to play fantasy with some real experts, but also to make a difference in our friend Rob's life. For more information on how to enter, go to sleeperwire.com/Pro-Am.
Welcome everybody to another episode of the Sleeper Wire Podcast. Woo! We are excited today. We have a very special guest on with us, but before we get there, I am your host, Nick Summerall, and with me today is my co-host, Chris. Professor Chris, how are you today, sir?
I'm doing great. How about you, ma'am?
Fantastic. A little exhausted, but I am ready to go here. And like I said, we have a very special guest with us today, joining us to do a mock draft on the Sleeperbot app. He is the CEO of Sleeperbot itself. Please welcome Nan Wong. Nan, thank you so much for being with us today. How are you?
Good, good. It's nice to be on the podcast again.
Yeah, it's great to have you, and we have a lot of stuff to talk about today. And while we're talking, we're going to be using the new feature on the Sleeperbot app, the draft board. We're going to mock draft with some of the Sleeperbot users in the background, and you know, we can of course share the, you know, how the results are, the mock draft, but we're really going to break down all the features of the Sleeperbot app that have been, you know, since the new update and everything. So we're really excited to talk to you about that today, Nan. I'm sure you're excited about the update and everything as well.
Yeah, no, I'm excited to share it with all you guys. I want to take this opportunity to really answer any questions you might have. There's a lot of stuff that we're working on that's coming in the next couple of weeks, so I can also give you guys a preview of what that is.
All right, well, perfect. Well, you know what, why don't we, everybody's getting a little antsy, they want to all do the mock draft, so why don't we start the mock draft?
First pick is Andre 21.
Yeah, there he is. He's got David Johnson in the bank. So, man, let's go on with the questions we have for you. I'm going to start it off, and then my co-host Chris here has some other questions as well. So, first off, what made you go with a draft board instead of the traditional platforms like ESPN, Yahoo, you know, some of the bigger ones out there currently use, you know, like where you see the list of available players in your roster only?
Yeah, sure. I think it just makes for a much more social experience, right? So having the context of who's in your league, what they're doing, being able to quickly glance at it really allows for you to kind of have a back and forth banter around, you know, the draft itself. And we see that a lot of people prefer this type of UI. So people are buying draft boards and projecting it onto their big screens at home, particularly for these types of experiences. And so we designed it to make it social, to make it interactive, and to try to kind of model for that type of a behavior. Existing platforms give you like a list UI, right? Mm-hmm. Which is meant to be really consumed in isolation, and you're constantly worried about tabbing back and forth to look for stats, to create watch lists, And so you don't really get to focus on what that actual experience is like of just enjoying the company of your friends, right? So we built it so that the chat is embedded right into the screen, right? So you won't have to tab back and forth. The stats are right below. So you can quickly look at a player's stats. It'll pull in news from RotoWire. And so you can actually spend time really making smart picks and talking to people, you know, throughout the course of the draft. We've also added in some funny social features, like I guess sound effects for when you reach for a player. It'll say "What the?" right, and stuff like that, which makes it just more immersive, more fun for you to actually enjoy the experience. Sorry, my giraffe position's up. Give me 1 second.
That's all right. See, it's fun here. We're going to ask you questions, and you're also going to be on the clock making decisions.
yeah. So I just picked Jay Ajayi because I panic draft. But
if you've listened to our show, you'll know that I am not a big fan of him, but that's okay. Yeah, it's all right. This is a mock draft.
Yeah, he's in a bad system. I think they don't give him enough opportunities to carry the ball.
Not to mention, too, the hype is all about what he did in 4 games last season.
Yeah.
So it's not enough to see. But continue on about the draft board. I really like what you're saying here because I agree. I think the draft board's a really nice touch. And as you mentioned, a lot of people do invest in draft boards when they're doing live drafts. And here it is at the, you know, it's going to be at your fingertips on your phone or at your computer. You know, so I think this is a really clever idea of how to do things.
It also gives you a lot more flexibility, right? So when you have the entire board right in front of you, it makes it more powerful for the commissioner to make edits and changes to it. So our draft board is fully customizable, fully editable. So you can pause the draft at any point. You can go back and click into any single square and edit it if somebody made a mistake, right? You can set keepers ahead of time before you draft. So it's fully flexible and modifiable for the type of league you play. And gives the commissioner kind of powers to really make changes on the fly without having to email support, right? Which is what a lot of our other, you know, larger competitors in the space offer, right? And you might not hear back for a day if you messed up your draft, and that's just not appropriate.
I agree. I think this is – I really like the setup here, Nan, and I'm looking forward to – you know, we were talking before we got on air here, and you said that, you know – you're still working on a couple little tiny bugs that are still left at this point, but that's, like you said, within a week it'll be fixed. I'm looking forward to using, you know, my phone because I have an Android, to be able to do this through. It looks really exciting. I gotta say the feel is pretty good here, man. I think you guys did a great job with this.
Thank you. I appreciate that. Yeah, no, I mean, it's still early days, right? So.
Of course.
We're going to continue to refine and improve on it, and the Sleeperbot community has been super helpful in identifying features that they want. Even over the course of the last 2 days since we've released this, we've gotten an influx of kind of emails, tweets, comments on our app of people being like, hey, you should think about doing, you know, the draft board a certain different way. Can you add some customizations around rosters? You know, can we do it so that you can collapse certain areas of the draft board when we cast it? And these are all things that we will continue to work with you guys on to make this the best damn draft experience possible. And that's what makes Sleeperbot, you know, I think for us a lot of fun is we're working directly with users in a community to shape what fantasy sports looks like. You are never going to get that opportunity at a bigger company to shape what you want in terms of product, right? So I think with the combination of what we can do on the tech side in conjunction with what users and passionate users in fantasy sports and vision in terms of product, we can bring this to the next level and take fantasy to the places that people have previously unseen.
One of the features that you had last year was the league sync, and that was a really big deal. Is that still going to be a thing, or are people going to have to move their leagues over to Sleeperbot?
No, we'll still offer league sync. Look, I think part of it is we're realistic, right? I think convincing everybody to switch their leagues right off on year one onto Sleeperbot is probably a big leap of faith, but I think when people start realizing what we can do and the capabilities we can offer, they're not going to stay on their existing platforms. Until then, we also want to be a useful service for you guys, right? We want to continue to support you guys in whatever platform you choose, with the ultimate goal of being like, hey, you guys really should choose Sleeperbot because it's a better platform. But we won't abandon our obligations to fantasy sports providers out there and players out there. You know, in blind pursuit of growth. That's not how we operate. You know, we've always been very mindful of the user experience. and will continue to be.
I honestly wasn't worried about that. I figured that was a question fans would want.
Oh, for sure. Yeah. No, I definitely get that. And I think we want to be flexible in terms of how we support you guys. Part of it is like on season long leagues, you know, we can get shut down at any point on League Sync and not be able to offer that. And that's out of our control. But we do want to be able to at least support it whenever we can. And then, you know, offer a better experience in the meantime and try to kind of convert people over once they see what we can offer.
So in theory, Yahoo could come over and say, hey, we don't want you doing this anymore.
Yeah, like anybody could, right? Yeah. It's their platform.
Yep.
And that's the thing about dependencies is as you build a business or a startup, you should never have entire dependencies on somebody else's platform. That's why we're actually building this for ourselves as well.
Yeah, that's awesome. And going back to the draft board, I agree with everything that Nick was saying. Just being able to see it all laid out like this is great. I purchased like a paper draft board with stickers and everything that I put on it every year for my local league. And it just works out a whole lot better being able to see who has other players. It's one of the features about the fantasy football calculator is that you could see the draft board, and then you get into like, you know, ESPN, Yahoo, or NFL, and that's gone. You can only see pick by pick, you know? You can't see it all laid out. You can't really tell, oh, this guy might fall to me because the next three guys all have a quarterback.
Yeah. No, I think that's it. I think even as we're going through our own mock draft right now, you guys can see how visually it makes things just much easier. Right. We also color coded the positions so you can quickly see, you know, who's running back heavy, who's receiver heavy. You know, if somebody went and drafted a quarterback in the third round, you would know that.
Like MZR drafted Brady in the third and Rodgers in the fourth.
Well, his time ran out and he had to be auto drafted Aaron Rodgers.
Well, I did that for him just to fuck with him. But like, pardon my
friend. Oh, that's funny.
Yeah, you got to be present to get the good players. But that's also one really unique aspect about this is that, you know, as a commissioner, you can actually make changes on the fly. So if he comes back and he's like, oh, just kidding, haha, you know, I timed out, you can go edit that pick for him. You can go retroactively back into the draft board and make any changes you need to change.
Well, so, you know, one of your popular features on Sleeperbot is the cookies. Are they going to be involved with the drafts?
We're still trying to figure that out, right? So part of it is we'll see how users want to use the platform.
Yeah.
Eventually, the long-term goal for me was I wanted the cookies to be some sort of a reward/reputation system within the community. Right? Yeah. So you gift out cookies to people for being helpful, giving you advice. You can use it to kind of play in these games and continue to level up, right? Mm-hmm. You can put a couple cookies down on a poll question, and if you get it right, you're rewarded some more cookies, right? Or if you wanted to challenge somebody across the community for a weekly matchup, you could also do that, right? And kind of wager cookies on your weekly matchups. We want to tie it in somehow. We're still trying to figure out exactly what that is.
All right. Awesome. I mean, yeah, it was something that I thought was a pretty good idea. And I agree. I think it should be like something like a reward system or, you know, something that is given through, you know, maybe good advice or, you know, establish somebody with a good reputation.
What features do you have that set Sleeperbot apart for these drafts that other platforms just don't have?
Well, I think we're the only draft board that is entirely free with full customization. So just on the draft board itself. That's a huge differentiator. I think everybody else tries to upsell you or charge you for for custom settings and all that kind of stuff. On the leagues, once we integrate everything in, it will be built entirely on the Messenger platform. And so you don't have to leave Sleeperbot to chat with your friends, right? We're also building in a lot of immersive features. So like on the chat, on the matchup screen on weekends, we're going to have custom skins that you can apply. That basically, like every time you score a touchdown, a dump truck will come by onto your matchup opponent's mobile phone and drop a pile of shit on them, right? And they'll get a notification for it. But we're doing stuff to make it really just more fun, being creative with it. And I think that kind of experience in terms of just interactivity, social smack talk, and creating prompts for you to bond and communicate with your league mates is just something that's missing, right? So aside from draft day, the rest of the season feels kind of like me doing spreadsheet optimization and reading articles and setting my lineup, where it shouldn't feel that way. And so most of our features will be geared towards kind of making a Sleeperbot feel like it's a pub or, you know, like a stadium, right, where you're actually with your friends enjoying the game, having game chats on Sundays while watching your scores update, and, you know, throwing emojis back and forth, that kind of stuff.
I got a little distracted when somebody took the player I wanted before me, Mr. Tober Peel's Nan. You took Terrell Pryor. I wanted Terrell Pryor.
I took Terrell Pryor last year with my last pick in my draft, and it turned out to be like the best steal of the season. I loved it.
Well, you know, what's pretty cool is I've talked about it a couple times on here, but I'll just tell you real quick. Speaking of last picks, this year one of my longtime leagues have finally become a keeper league last season. And a guy drafted Jordan Howard with his last pick but dropped him to waivers, so I picked him up. Now I keep Jordan Howard with the last pick in the draft. So that one I'm pretty excited about personally. I mean, I'm also a Chicago Bears fan. But I am also a fan of Jordan Howard, and I have numbers and stats to prove it. I've talked about it way too much on the show. People just continue to ask me questions about Jordan Howard, though. But anyways, that's something I share as far as last round in a draft. I always love finding those type of values. And damn it, Steve. Our producer just took my pick, Doug Martin, who I've loved getting in the sixth round in every mock draft.
And Danny Woodhead.
Anyways, we're almost out of time with you, Nan. I know your time is precious, and we appreciate every minute you can give us. What are some features that maybe – is there anything you could share with us, like feature-wise, that maybe hasn't been released yet? Is there anything else that you might be working on that you'd like to share or give a sneak peek to the fans about?
Yeah, so, like, we're announcing a couple pretty big partnerships this year. So, like, one of them is Football Guys. Mm-hmm. And we'll be integrating – so it's Football Guys, RotoWire, RotoBaller. And mm-hmm. so we're integrating content like news, player alerts, player write-ups – directly into the leagues themselves. And so you don't have to go to like different places to read up on player news and updates and recommendations. So we're combining content, chat, as well as game all in one platform. So that's a big feature that's very different. And when we look for partners, we look for the best in class, right? And I think it just continues to add value. Eventually we'll be opening it up so that there's even more integrations. So as a podcaster, one thing we're trying to work on is potentially building a way for you to actually broadcast your podcast directly in channel.
Oh, nice.
And so that if somebody is, you know, subscribed to your podcast, then they can actually integrate it to their leagues. And so you can tag players on your podcast, and it'll show up in their feed, or it'll show up in their league settings, and they can listen to it directly. So there's a lot of stuff that we're working on simultaneously. And it should be a pretty awesome experience as the year kind of continues to progress. We're also doing basketball. So you saw us start opening up a basketball alerts channel as well as baseball. It's one of the features that was most demanded from us last year was we were like, oh, when are you going to start launching other sports? Mm-hmm. And so we're just kind of being responsive to user requests and trying to offer as much as we can in the time that we're allotted.
Well, that's great, man. And of course, you've got us as a part of Sleeperbot as well. So we'll always, we're here, you know, to help out and support you guys as you guys support us. So we appreciate, you having us on the app and, we hope to, we hope it's a win-win situation for everybody all around, right?
Likewise. And you guys have been awesome. And I love the cause that you guys stand up for. Seeing you guys grow from day one, from just basically a small chat room, a discussion between 12 friends into one of the fastest growing and highest quality podcasts geared towards fantasy football is just really, really inspiring. As somebody who's on the other side trying to create a startup as well, you know, seeing the passion that you guys put in and the passion you put in terms of trying to help support Rob, gives us a lot of confidence that, you know, we're working with the right folks. And we'll continue to try to support you guys in any way possible.
Well, likewise, man. We really appreciate it. And we really appreciate your time. I know we said we're doing a mock draft here, and it's been a lot of fun. You know, we'll continue to do the mock draft as we go. But as far as Nan goes, he's a very busy man. I mean, listen to the guy. He just talked about this draft board that's amazing. You guys need to use it. It's only available on the Sleeperbot app, so you guys got to download it, whether it's on iTunes or Android. You can go to Google Play and download Sleeperbot app. You know, it's really, you know, without this app, I mean, we really all started as people who, you know, got together to talk about fantasy football. We were very knowledgeable about the game, and we felt like our combined efforts plus our friend Rob, as Nan mentioned, who we dearly appreciate and love and want to help, you know, change his life for the better so that he can live a life just like the rest of us. So it's really exciting that, you know, with Sleeperbot's help, we've come together to be able to do this and raise the awareness we need for Rob. So hopefully we can get him the treatment he needs. Thank you so much for being on the show today. We really appreciate it. And, you know, guys, we were just talking to Nan about Sleeperbot, and a great way you guys can reach out to us and we can reach back out to you is by downloading that app, the Sleeperbot app, of course, and joining and subscribing to the Sleeperwire channel. We got plenty of chats in there, such as the mock draft we just conducted on this episode. So, guys, please follow us on the Sleeperbot app at the Sleeperwire channel.
Hey, sleepers, we are giving away an autographed Antonio Brown jersey from PristineAuction.com. PristineAuction.com and Sleeperwire are teaming up for this very special raffle, and it's so easy to win. All you have to do is give us a review wherever you listen to the show. iTunes, Stitcher, Podbeans. Drop us a thoughtful review, screen cap it if you can, and email us at sleeperwire@gmail.com, letting us know the review is posted. That's it. And you're entered into the drawing to win the signed Antonio Brown jersey from PristineAuction.com, which, by the way, is our place of choice to get autographed, certified, authentic sports memorabilia. Helmets, jerseys, balls, and pictures, all for incredible deals, only at PristineAuction.com. Visit them today.
This is Sean Merriman, and you're listening to The Sleeper Wire Show.
All right, guys, that was our very special guest, as I mentioned just before, Nan, who just left us. What a great guest. And we still have this mock draft going while he's gone, though. So we'll be sure to post the results through all of our social media, such as, you know, Sleep on Twitter at Sleeperwire Show. You can find that. I'll also put out a tweet at Sleeperwire Nick. Chris, you going to do the same?
Yes, I certainly will. At CMOR Sleeperwire.
And you also got an Instagram you could probably post that to, don't you?
Yeah, Professor Chris SW.
See, I am not cool like that. I don't have Instagram, so suck it.
Hey, you'll get there someday.
No, I don't. I don't post enough. I'll tell you what. Outside of, like, Sleeperbot and, you know, I'm also on Fantasy Life app, you know, at Sleepwire Nick. You know, like, those are the only, like, social medias that I'm really involved in. I'm hardly involved in my own Twitter.
Yeah, but you know what? You're going to have a kid soon. You're going to have so many damn pictures of that kid that you're going to need to post them somewhere. And, hey, Instagram for Nick's son, Christopher.
Yeah. Right? That's a good one. Good one. But I have my wife who will take care of that for me on Facebook.
Okay. All right.
Yeah. But anyways, so guys, I know what you're thinking. You're like, all right, well, Nan's gone. Mock draft's going. Cool. We'll see the results. What the hell are you guys going to do for the rest of the show? Well, I'll tell you, it's not going to be a very long show today, but we're going to have a little fun now because we have the Sleeperwire Pro-Am League coming up. And you know what? We're going to have two leagues in there in the whole Sleeperwire Pro-Am. So, we're like, how do we decide which of these pros are going to be in which league? And that's when Chris and I, who have been named captains of these leagues, we were thinking, we're like, well, let's just do like a draft of these pros. And, of course, it should be a lot of fun, Chris, right?
Yeah, we're doing it like a draft, but you can also – I kind of picture it as like when you were – when you were team captain of your kickball team and you picked players for your team. That's basically what we're doing right here.
Exactly. Right. So
we're
that'll
picking
be
guys we want to play kickball with.
Yeah, there you go. And, you know, since I am the lead host, I'll go first. for the very first overall pick, I mean, listen, there's a lot of great names on this pros list that you, the fans, will get a chance to play against. But we'll get on that in a little bit. So the first pick has to be a guy, in my opinion, who we've had on as a two-time best friend of the show. You can find him on NFL Network, and he is on NFL.com with some amazing articles you guys should go check out, including where he put down James Coe about Jordan Howard. He is Marcus Grant. Woo! Coming to the big league over here.
All right, Marcus Grant, first pick in the draft.
All right.
Yeah. I want to get through excited on a disclaimer. About it. Yeah, well, we need to throw out a disclaimer here that this is not if you were picked last, you're the worst. So we're not trying to express that sentiment or anything like that. This someone's got to be last, and this is just the order that, you know, we chose him. So no hard feelings to anybody. I am going to take the other guy who has written for NFL.com and who also does podcasts and is very high on wide receivers. And that is Matt Harmon. And really, I'm taking Matt Harmon and only because he loves Willie Snead as much as I do. Huge points in my book.
I wanted him. I wanted both. That's not fair. But that's all right. Because I don't feel like I lost here. Because I'm taking Roto expert Jake Seeley. Come on down. He was a guest, and I enjoyed talking to the guy. Fast machine gun talking son of a bitch, you know? So now he's going to be a part of one of the best leagues out there in fantasy football today.
Yeah, when we had Jake on the show, I felt like I might as well not even have been there. He rattled off so much information. No, great guy, and it was very, very gracious of him to come on the show. But yeah, man, he talked fast, packed a lot of information in there.
Oh, absolutely. And he shared a lot of information. And again, I mean, it's exciting to know that he's going to be a part of the Sleepwire program this year.
My second pick in the pro-am draft, I think I'm going to go with one of the guys who joined me on Metal Mock Mondays, or Monday Metal Mocks, that's what we call them. Loves metal as much as I do. And I'm going to go with the 515 Fantasy Football Podcast on ESPN Radio.
It's a good pick. It's a good pick. Not going to lie. It's a good pick. But, I'm going to have to go with my next pick. It seems like the obvious one to me because I've enjoyed having him on the show before. We do need to get him on again. It's been a while. And as I was a guest on the Break from the Grind podcast not too long ago that just came out this week, actually, we talked about him quite a bit, maybe making some ribs at him. But it'll be Clock Dodgers. Neil, come on down to the best league in fantasy football history.
That's going to be a fun league.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
You know what? These both are. All right, so off the board, we got Marcus Grant, Matt Harmon, Jake Seeley.
515
and Clock Dodgers. I am going to take with my third pick one of my personal favorite shows. They are in my rotation. I've talked about these guys before. I've told them straight up to their face. Well, metaphorical face. I've messaged them on Sleeperbot and Twitter and everything. One of my favorite shows to listen to, and that's the Fantasy Football Fellas. These guys are a very high quality show. They just do a great job. So I want them in our league.
Well, I think it's a very good pick. I'm not going to lie. It's somebody I was looking maybe to take in the next round, but he jumped the gun on me. I'm not going to lie. So, with that being said, I guess, not that it's like settling here, because it's a great person to, well, not person, but it's a great group to have on or in my league. And that league is the Fantasy Life app.
And the only reason I do that,
yeah, and you know what? What's going to be great is seeing the matchup between Fantasy Life versus Clock Dodgers, because they got a little bit of a rivalry going on there from when I was with Break from the Grind.
Yes, you know, they do. Got, I mean, Neil from Clock Dodgers is one of the most prominent users on the Fantasy Life.
Yeah, that's right. So that's going to be very interesting.
Yeah, that'll be good. All right. With my next pick, I'm going to take our guest who we had on multiple times. I think he's a three-time guest of the show at this point, and that is the Sleeperbot team. Taking Sleeperbot for my fourth pick.
I was hoping to get both. Killing me, Smalls. All right. Well, as much as that put a damper into my plans, I'm not one who doesn't prepare. I will take then Eat, Sleep, Fantasy. Come on down. These guys are going to be hard to beat, if you ask me.
They put on a pretty fun show, too.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
You know, so it should be good times all around. Go ahead, Chris. Right.
Fifth pick in the draft, I'm going to take my boys, Tom and Josh, from the Pony Keg Sports Podcast.
Excellent. It's a good pick. It's a good pick. You know, somebody who, you know, we've started to build a bit of a relationship with during this off season, and I'm glad we have. It's exciting to have them as a part of the as the pro-am this year. I'm going to take the Dynasty Nerds.
Yeah. What do you think
that's
of that?
Pick.
It's a good pick.
That's
a right? good pick.
I right like there. It.
Which leaves me last but certainly not least, Dynasty Happy Hour over here on the better Sleeper Wire League.
I doubt that. highly doubt that. Like I mentioned before, the league that I'm captain of is the best fantasy football league in history.
Yeah, see, just saying it doesn't make it so.
I think it definitely adds to it and makes it that good.
Just a lot of undelivered promises. That's a lot of checks you can't cash. That's what's coming for him. Now, this is going to be fun. This was a fun way to choose who was going to be in each league. We got six pros slash shows slash apps. So we'll just call them all pros. Six pros in each one of the two leagues, which means it's almost time to select some listeners.
It almost is, man. It's getting close.
To that time. All right. Well, how you can be a part of the Sleeperwire Pro-Am, you go to sleeperwire.com/pro-am. What you need to do is donate some money to Rob, who's the reason why we do this show. There's a about page on our website about him as well. Donate any multiple of $10, that gets you raffle tickets. So a $10 donation gets you one raffle ticket. A $40 donation gets you four raffle tickets. And you can have raffle tickets to get selected and be in this league with all of these great shows, pros, and apps. You know, it's going to be awesome. You can have a chance to be a part of this. So if you feel like you can hang with the pros, or if you just feel like doing something nice and contributing to someone's life, helping them get their treatment, which is, you know, why we do all of this thing. Even if you don't win, you still did something very nice for somebody. You still reached out, donated a couple bucks, and it certainly goes a long way, and we really appreciate it. But yeah, that's how you can get into the pro-am.
Absolutely, man. I mean, we talked to Nan about it earlier in the show, how important it is for us to get the treatment that Rob needs. So please, guys, I mean, you know, I know we would love to invite everybody into the pro-am, but we just can't do that this year. Maybe one day we can work that out. But guys, I mean, just remember, it's for a great cause. So please, just be generous, okay? Whatever you guys can give. Chris, it's all the time we've got today. I know this is a really short show, guys. But, you know, we had a lot of fun with Nan. I think you guys learned a lot. We did a mock draft. We didn't talk a lot about it. It was interesting, to say the least. We're going to post it. Give mine, guys, some teams here finished out with needing to be auto-draft. But let's give shout-outs real quick to Andrade21, Get Fit with J-Real, Boom R, MZR, Bender18. Thank you, guys, for joining us in the mock draft that we conducted today with, of course, our special guest, Nan. You guys can find us and everything we do on sleeperwire.com, so please go there and support us. And of course, as we always say, go support Rob, please. For Chris and for our special guest Nan, I'm Nick Summerall saying so long, everybody. Good night.
Peace.